Freshfin Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in company of Natalie Cristiani, who's today here not as an editor, as we all know her, but as director of her first documentary, Nicola Costantino, L'Arte Fatta. So welcome back, Natalie.
Hi, everybody.
So how did it all start? So how did you meet Nicola, and what made you decide to direct your first film?
I met Nicola Costantino in Argentina because I divide my time between Rome and Buenos Aires in the last 5 years, and I met her because we live basically in the same building and we have a very good friend in common, and she was in 2013 the Argentine artist representing Argentina in the Biennale di Venezia. That is, for an artist, the most important thing in the world. I mean, the moment that you arrive at the Biennale is like a consecration, when she came back from Venice, she said, you know, Natalie, I want to show you something. You know, I always film what I do, and maybe you can make some little videos just, you know, for documentation and all this kind of stuff. The moment that I started to watch all this material, I thought, wow, but this is beautiful. Wow, we can talk about this or that. No, you should call a director, and maybe it's the right moment to talk about you as an artist. And she said to me, "But why? Maybe you can do, you can direct this movie." And then I said, "What? I don't know." And I slept one night, and then I woke up and said, "You know what? Yes, I think I can do it." And I said to her, "I can do it, but if I'm going to do it, I want to do this and that." And we started. Of course, it was difficult, you know, money, time, all the typical thing of a documentary and a first movie, but was fun and very important for me.
And as I told you during our Spanish and Italian interviews, the most interesting thing for me was to really get to know Nicola as a person, not only as an artist. So. And you did this like by showing us, for example, where she comes from in terms of what were her parents doing, and her relationship with her son, for example. So was it your choice from the beginning, your choice with Nicola, to show also, you know, her private life?
Yes, for me it was very important. I said, listen, I don't want to use art curator or historian. I don't want to make you, I don't want to make interviews. I want to know your private stuff. So I talked with her a lot of hours and hours and days, trying to understand the relation with the mother, the relation with the father. And I said, I want to go to Rosario to see your hometown and the place where you were born. And so for me, the most important thing was to talk about her as an artist, as a woman, that usually is still more difficult, not because for something special, but, you know, for a woman, it's more difficult to be an artist because you have different possibilities. One of these is to have a baby. And so we started, to understand what was important. And then I discovered that she was filming herself every night with the computer, little videos saying what, the history of the day, or simply, you know, a possibility of new art. And studying this kind of stuff, we go through that. And I said, okay, I want to know about your father, I want to know about your mother, I want to know about your brother and sister. And doing this, she could explain her life through the whole movie.
And her mom was a fashion designer, and their father was a surgeon. And one of the best parts is that she acquired something, but like she learned a lot from both of them. I remember something that really hit me, because she, when she's telling that, she convinced her father to let her in during one of his surgeries. So she actually, when she was little, like, she could only see like this woman lying on bed while her father was working on her, like operating, and there was. That was scary for me. I mean, I could have never done that. I know me. Like, not only as an adult, I could never do that now, but I could not imagine me, you know, yeah. I don't know, when I was 6 or 7 years old. So she was already, but, and that's one of her particularities. I mean, she's always studying everything, every technique, like, with a very rigorous way of, yeah. What did you say?
Yeah, she's obsessive, studying everything. No, I mean, the moment that she told me about the father, I said, wow, but now I understand everything. I mean, of course, I mean, if you were born in a place close to a surgeon, and your father let you enter in a place 7 years old, and the father was, you know, a gynecologist. So, I mean, can you imagine 7 years old and watching all this kind of stuff? But then you understand that if you see all this kind of stuff when you are very little, and someone close to you make you feel comfortable. Of course, for you, it's easier to understand. The relationship with the mother was different, because the relation with the mother that was a dress designer, and for me was, you know, a very nice combination, because she was used to see the father sewing, you know, a woman, and the mother sewing, you know, food for, you know, for as a meat or dresses. So then you understand the moment. Of course, she was a very special kid, because I mean, a lot of kids saw the mother, the father doing something, and they didn't do this kind of stuff. So it's not. But in their case, for me, it was very nice to understand how you can, you know, also you can live in a different way. Traumas, like, for example, father and mother divorced when she was 5 years old, and I said, but how did this affect you? And in a way, if you can see, she kept from both of them the most important thing, and that for me was very interesting.
Yeah, and one other thing that I was very attracted to was that she actually made the soap, how they affect in her body. She had like liposuction or something, and she got that fat, and she worked on that to make the soap out of it. So she's totally crazy, but I want to say it in a good way, I mean, in a very, very attractive and interesting way.
Yes, that was a thing about 2003, I think. Yes, she was, I mean, she was crazy, because how can you make, you know, soap with your own fat? But in a way, it was very, very important in Argentina. I have to say that I didn't read anything about, you know, this all this kind of stuff, like for the moment that this art came out, because of course it was a big scandal, and, you know, people, you know, screaming and said, oh my god, what are you doing? For me, what interesting to me about Nicola is always her handworks, the fact that she needs to do everything with her hands. I try not to explain, not to judge, not to say, okay, this she made this for that or not, because I don't know. I'm not interested when I go, you know, to an art gallery. I want to know two things: if the artist made it, and of course, if, you know, the emotion. And for me, it's very emotional, her work, and it's very good. And I think that in the movie, at least, you know, you can see that that she's the one doing everything. And that's the most important thing for me, for an artist, because, you know, especially, you know, in the last century, you know, where, you know, there was conceptual art, or, you know, very, you know, they are beautiful things, but sometimes you see, you know, just a piece of something. In Nicola is very, that's why a lot of people call her, you know, renaissance artist, you know, because she's very, like, you know, machine, chemical stuff, and sewing, cutting, surgery, all these kind of different.
She's definitely is her work. I mean, she even created a double when she was pregnant, so that she could work, she could still work while her body was inevitably changing.
Exactly.
So what she did an interesting work also on Evita Perón, who's one of the most in a certain way sometimes adored figures of Argentinian history. So how was the reaction of the audience in that case, because she did a totally different thing? I mean, in some ways it was less, they were less extreme but very intimate, telling some, portraying some moments in Evita Perón's life that nobody could picture her in. So,
of course, the work about Evita Perón was the work that went at the Biennale di Venezia. So the Biennale di Venezia chose Nicola for the work about Evita Perón. So he had a huge success over there, because of course they invite her, and now there is the same exhibition in Buenos Aires, and of course he's going all over the world, traveling all over the world, this exhibition. For me, of course, was very difficult to talk about Evita, and especially was very difficult not to give Evita all the space of the movie, because of course Evita is super important and super, and what I liked about that work was, you know, talking about Evita as a common woman and an extraordinary woman, and how in Argentina it's possible to, is, you know, is I was talking with a friend, an Argentine friend, so it's not my word, but he said, you know, Argentina is very good to create myth. In a way, I totally agree. I mean, if you think about Evita, Maradona, and now it's Papa Francesco, I mean, it's really a place, you know, where where Argentine love and hate their myths. And of course, I mean, Evita was, you know, Madonna made a movie about Evita, and I watched all the archive about Evita. For me, it was very important to talk about that sequence, about the machine dress, and I said, okay, I want to represent this, I mean, with their voice, and we took her voice. And I said, my dream would be to put, you know, the dress on top of a van and going through Buenos Aires. And they said, ah, yes, of course, like Evita in the last day, because Evita the last day, the legend is that she was on top of a car with this, you know, structure, and then 3 days a week later or 10 days later, she died. And I said, no, my dream would be to do this, and I said, okay, let's do it. And in my mind I said, you know what, my dream would be, you know, full of fog. And in Buenos Aires there's no fog, I mean, it's not London. And that secret is amazing, because we woke up and it was April, so, and it was totally white, it was like, you know, the saddest day in the world. And for me, that moment, I said, okay, Evita blessed this scene and is happy to be represented like this. And we went with, you know, through Avenida 9 de Julio, in front of Teatro Colón, and yes, was very important. I think that she represented Evita as a woman, and that was, is something that for me is the most important. And the thing that, of course, I'm not Argentine, I didn't study all the story about Perón or this kind of stuff, and plus I'm not interested, I mean, I'm really interested as to Evita, about Evita as, you know, as a woman.
this film is gonna be its world premiere in Odd Docs, the festival in Toronto. And I was wondering, what do you expect from this North American but a very international audience?
Well, first of all, I spent a lot of time in festival in my life, but this is my first time as a director. So what I think that I'm going to, you know, to dine just because I'm going to present a movie and people say, oh, it's horrible. No, I'm really curious to see what, you know, North American, and plus I know that Toronto is a very good festival full of documentary. Usually they have beautiful documentary. So I really think that it's the right place to present this movie and to see the feedback. I really hope that, you know, they can enjoy the movie, that, you know, I'm sure that could be very curious for them, you know, very exotic and weird in a way.
I would like to be there just to see the questions they ask, because that's the most scary but interesting part about presenting a film to an audience.
Exactly. come, please.
So, is this going to be your first only the first experience as a director?
I don't know. The first is the first, but I think it's going to be a second. Let's see. Let's support this one now.
And we will be there to interview you again.
Thank you very much. Bye.
So good luck for our docs and for the other festivals. You're going to present Nicola Costantino, L'Arte Fatta. Thank you, Natalie Cristiani. And I hope to see you soon for this film and for your other works.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.